This week's administrative hearings will decide whether Brian Hageman broke the law when he sold shares of his companies called Deluge and Hydrotherm Power Corporation without being registered in Arizona. During the first hearing on Monday, the Corporation Commission's attorney, Wendy Coy, accused Hageman of taking $11 million from 700 investors over the past 15 years.
Mr. Hageman failed to inform investors and offerees that he had been selling stock since 1998, and the entities had little to no revenue, and no returns or dividends had ever been paid to investors. Further, after 2010, Mr. Hageman failed to disclose to offerees that Deluge and Hydrotherm were no longer active corporations due to the failure to pay back taxes, yet he continued to offer and sell stock in non-existent entities.
One of Hageman's earliest investors was late baseball Hall of Famer Harmon Killebrew. His widow, Nita Killebrew, took the witness stand where she was cross-examined by Hageman himself because he didn't have an attorney.
You had him come to shareholder meetings. You had him come to Deluge when other people, possible investors were coming in. You had him come in to validate yourself.
I recall him at some investor meetings, but I never remember telling him that you have to do that for a contract.
That was part of the arrangement that you made in the beginning.
Do you have any documents that show that?
No, interestingly enough, I don't remember ever getting a contract.
An administrative law judge will have the final say, and the Corporation Commission could also refer the case to the Attorney General for a criminal investigation. Christina Hansen, KJZZ News.